Good morning. Who's calling, Christian?
Good morning to you. It's the President of UK Youth, Nigel Mansell, and I'm delighted to have the opportunity to talk to you on their behalf.
Nigel, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice and early.
Yeah, what are you doing up so early? I thought you'd be chilling out or asleep by now. This is very early.
Yeah, we've been on a book tour this last 2 weeks, and it's my last day today for a couple of days, and then I start again next week. But obviously, being afforded to talk to you guys about UK Youth is very exciting.
Okay, and is that a charity you're involved with, Nigel?
Yeah, it started in 1911, and basically, so we're 104 years old. It helps young people from the age of about 9 to 25 to take control of their own lives, and it gives support and encouragement and opportunities for them to obviously try and reach their full potential and obviously grow in confidence and be capable adults, which is obviously amazing. But we actually get to reach, would you believe, anywhere between 700,000 to a million children in any one year. It's amazing.
That's a brilliant thing. And how long have you been involved with them, Nigel?
I've been involved with them over 30 years myself. I've been president for the last 16 years. I took the job over from the Duke of Westminster. And obviously, it's just an amazing situation because, you see, there's all sorts of dynamics with young children. And whether it's online bullying or health issues, relationship dynamics, or struggles in education and employment, which I certainly had. And the essence, obviously, of the work is to understand their modern-day young lives and to be there when their parents don't have time for them, and sometimes the teachers. But we are there. The UK Youth is there, which is amazing.
Well, good on you for getting involved and giving us a call and letting us know about the great work they're doing.
Well, the amazing thing, I will add one more thing which is so important for everyone to understand. Our children are the future of the country and the future of the world. And if we actually educate them, you know, which doesn't cost too much money, but we give them the opportunity, because upwards of 50,000 of them get expelled from school every year, right? We empower them to make better life choices and better decisions. And, you know, this is imperative work which carries on year after year. And it's just an amazing charity. And to think that there's anywhere between 42 to 45,000 volunteers in our country in any one year supporting all these programs with 5,500 youth clubs, it is an amazing charity. So I just hope that our hat's in the ring with everybody else, because all charities are very, very important. But this actually helps young adults fulfill their potential and be fantastic going forward in their own lives.
Well, Nigel, thank you very much. Now, Nigel, the way this feature's been going after the almost last 2 weeks is all the various celebrities that give us a call telling us about all these amazing charities and things like that is they leave a question for the next caller. And yours comes from the actor Charles Dance. And his question is related to the TV show he's recently been in, Game of Thrones. Nigel, are you a fan of Game of Thrones?
I've seen it, but not watched it avidly, unfortunately.
In the background.
Yeah, in the background.
And his question is Jon Snow alive?
I hope so.
We all do.
Yeah, that's a good answer, Nigel.
I know there's a lot of people who get beheaded or something in that programme. So
you are pretty familiar with it, yeah.
I hope he's not one of them. I hope he's still here, yeah.
Oh, great. And we need a question from you, Nigel.
Well, you know, the question, which I think is quite a great one with Formula One, is the fact that who was the most successful Grand Prix driver to be bridesmaid to be world champion, and how many times was he runner-up in the world championship?
That's a big question. I feel sorry for the next caller. That's an amazing question, Nigel.
Well, he's a great guy who's never won the world championship, and I'll give you a clue. You know, he was bridesmaid 4 times. Who was it?
Right. Okay. Nigel, who would you say, other than yourself, is the greatest Formula One driver of all time? Who would be your number one Hall of Famer?
Well, stats would decry that it's got to be Fangio, who won the world championship 5 times, and I pick Fangio, with Michael Schumacher following very closely because he won the world championship 7 times. But Fangio initially drove the cars in the early days with no helmet, no seatbelts, and sometimes no goggles.
Wow.
So they were inspirational, and obviously when they used to have an accident all those years ago, more often than not, you lost your life.
And do you ever miss it when you're watching it now? Do you ever wish, I wish I could still go out there and go now?
You know, it's
the most
wonderful time in a lot of ways. You can never determine when you're born, but, I mean, to be able to, you know, make a bit of a mistake at 200 miles an hour and drive off the circuit and drive back on.
Yeah.
And if you do, unfortunately, hit something, the safety of the cars, what the FIA and the manufacturers have done between them this last 20-odd years has just been incredible. So yes, this era at the moment is a wonderful one, except for one sad loss, obviously, which is too many, of course, which happened in Japan last year with Jules. But in our day, unfortunately, we lost a lot of drivers, and a lot of drivers were injured out of the sport because the barriers were so close to the circuits.
Well, Nigel, thank you very much for giving us a call this morning and telling us about a great charity. And have a lovely weekend. Thanks for calling, Christian.
Well, please consider it, because UK Youth and our patron, Princess Royal, work so hard. She's the most wonderful patron. And of course, you know, we mustn't forget our children.
Thank you very much, Nigel. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.